Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shift Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield here, and welcome to the 35th episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you who are joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you are joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you valuable information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We will be here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, so please plan on joining us each and every week. Today, we were going to have a guest, and he was unable to make the show. So at the very last minute, and I'm talking about the very last minute, I haven't even had a chance to formulate some of the questions, but I have had some questions come in from last week's show, and I learned some important information for this week. So this show will be an impromptu question and answer and new information that is I've been aware of for a while, but is now out and circulating in mainstream. One of the questions that I have is, are we teaching our kids how to be stressed before we're teaching them how to be healthy? At any rate, today's quote comes from Confucius, which is a long time ago, but I really like this. And I'm sure it's been changed throughout the years as the meanings of word changes and things like that. But I like this one. The will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential. These are the keys that will unlock the door to personal excellence. I think that's a good way to start today's show. And as I said, I had some questions from last week's show, and I started looking for some answers, and I came up with some information from one of my favorite scientists, Dr. Bruce Lipton. And this begins with the question, are we teaching our children how to be stressed before we are teaching them wellness? I thought this was an interesting question because we do have the Calm Mom Stress program, and this seemed to tie in really well with that program. Yes, we are teaching our children how to be stressed, for the most part, long before we teach them wellness. To the main concept that most people think health is today, which we touched on last week, if you value your health, what are your values? If you value your health and you think health is simply either the absence of disease or simply diet and exercise, you're leaving out a whole spectrum of what health is. So last week we talked about what is the real value of health? Is it the absence of disease, diet and exercise work? Why are we so ill? Those types of things. And we understood that wellness is a holistic approach, a whole mind, body, spirit, emotion, every part of who we are. It's an approach that, if we limit it to only the physical world, we are not creating wellness for ourselves. So how many of us come home from work, and I did this myself when I had kids at home, I'd say, oh, I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. I'm so stressed out. I'm so stressed out. Work stressed me out. What I was teaching my children was that work is stressful. And we'll live with this idea of, you know, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. But we're actually teaching our children, by example, by our words, by emotional state, by our exhaustion, that work is a source of stress, not a source of joy. And that work is hard, and that we do come home every single day just simply exhausted and worn out. And how much is that value of that life? How much is the value of the life that you're living if you're living so highly sympathetic most of the time? And so much new information is coming out. Things are changing. Again, I talked with Anna Bernstein in that interview, and she said, when I learned certain things in chiropractic school, they were simply not true. They were simply not true. I'm learning more and more. I apologize for the phone ringing. Sorry about that. We are learning more and more that the things that I learned in school were not as true, and we're learning what is truth today. Again, we'll maybe find out in 10 years that what we thought was true today isn't necessarily true in the future, but there's a whole exploration that's beginning to emerge. And so I got on my YouTube, and I looked at Bruce Lipton, and I looked at some of the brand new information with which he's come out, and reviewed like Spontaneous Evolution, one of his books, and The Honeymoon Effect. And I went through it with the idea of, what are we actually teaching our children about health, well-being, living a purposeful life, and stress? So in one of his more recent YouTubes, he talked about, are we only using the 5% of our brain? And the answer is no, we are not. We actually use our whole brain. We're only conscious of a small part of what we're using. But it's like the software that works in your computer. So your computer, the hard case, the input screen, and all of those we can use as a metaphor. So our physical body is our computer. The sensory input, eyes, ears, nose, taste, touch, all of those types of things, those are like the keyboard. They bring the information in when we read something, when we look at something, when we hear something, when we smell something. All of that is information input. So we get information inputted into us 24/7, whether we're conscious of it or not. It's been stated that it's like 6 billion bits of information per second. We're conscious of about 6,000 information bits per second. And most of it is consumed by thought, which are habituated ways of thinking. And Bruce postulated that the only time we become aware of our thoughts is when we actually slow down enough to think them. And he talked about doing some brain gym exercise and some things to bring you more whole brain, to get the brain communicating in different ways, so that you can actually think a different thought and have a different experience. So let's come back to that original question. Are we teaching our kids to be stressed rather than to be healthy? And yes, it does. Yes, it begins in the womb. If the mom is stressed, the baby's growing up and maturing and developing in an environment of stress. If only a small percentage of our thoughts are conscious to us, what percentage of our thoughts are not conscious, and what percentage of that thought is being infused into the growing child? Then when the baby is born, they live in the theta brainwave, and we've talked about that in some previous episodes as well. And the theta brainwave is kind of this magical dreamwave, hypnotic state of being. And so even though we have children up to the age of 7 that we think have higher order thinking available to them,
Most children do not. So they're being imprinted with information that parents, friends, schoolmates, classmates, teachers, news, the video games that are out there now, all of that is imprinting on the subconscious brain. Why is that important? According to Bruce Lipton and other major authorities, the subconscious brain is like the software programming of a computer. You may not see it active, but you see the output of it. So when I open a Word document and I start typing, I don't see all the software that makes that document available. I see the end result. I see the document that I've created. And so many times we don't realize how our children are being imprinted with stress and violence and drama and trauma. And it can even come from watching the evening news when we think we're doing something really positive, but a lot of the news is negative, and all of those things are being imprinted in our young child's brain. The other exciting thing that Dr. Lipton came up with, and it's more and more accepted in the mainstream, is how the brain works. And the way we used to think it works isn't the reality of how it works. I'll talk a little bit more about that after the break, so I encourage you to stay with me. This is a fascinating piece of information. And I have always taught in classes and in my programs that your nervous system does what it asks you to do, that it works mainly on nouns and verbs. And I don't know where I picked up that piece of information, but I picked up that piece of information somewhere along the line, and I heard it again when I was doing some research with Bruce's information about how the brain works. So your brain and your nervous system does not recognize negative. But if you say, don't do something, don't do something, don't do something, don't be stressed like me, don't be stressed like me, what the brain and the nervous system hears is be stressed, because it works more actively with negative.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress. Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer. So act right now to get your special bonus.
And I do apologize. I somehow got disconnected. That's the wonders of the internet. Anyway, I'd like to remind you that the audio that's mentioned at the end of the commercial is no longer available. It may be available in the very near future. Also, there is going to be a Calm Moms webinar, and you can sign up for it at the bottom of the episode screen. Just click on the link, and you can get registered. It will be held Tuesday of next week, and I believe that is August 3rd. At any rate, you'll get the information when you click to sign in.
let's come back to what I was discussing. I'm not quite sure where I was disconnected, so I will remember that when we talked about how the brain processes information, it works with nouns and verbs. And the dendrites of the brain work more with the noun part of the information. And they're finding out now that the glial cells work more with the verbs, are the more action-oriented information. So I found this absolutely fascinating because this changes a whole other dynamic we'll perceive the brain works. So coming back to this huge, massive software of the brain, what you've been downloaded with and your theta brainwave, what you've experienced, how your amygdala has assigned meaning, all of these things can create a stressful, reactive life or a more peaceful, responsive life. So when you're working with your children, do things seem to set you off? Do you listen to your language? Are you helping your children be more stress-free by saying, please do this instead of stop that, don't do that? Because you're not telling the child what you'd like for them to do. You're telling them what you don't want them to do, but what they're hearing is, do this, do this, do this. Especially if you repeat it three times, stop talking, stop talking, stop talking. They hear, talk, 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 talk. So sometimes our message gets confused, and we can be creating stress for ourselves and for our children by simply not understanding how things work in our nervous system and how our brain translates and transmits information. So I would highly encourage you to begin finding out more and more about effective communication with your children, effective communication with yourself. What are you genuinely and actually teaching yourself and your children about stress and wellness? Sometimes sitting down to eat a meal with stressful parents, even if it's a healthy, great-tasting, colorful meal, can be very stressful, and the digestive process starts slowing or even stopping. And that's because when you move into the activity of the sympathetic nervous system, it shuts down digestion. So what starts out to be a wonderful meal and everybody talking and enjoying themselves, if an argument is started at the table, and sometimes we wait until parents and children are together at the table to bring up a subject, excuse me, that can be stressful because we have everybody there and we want to make sure everybody gets in on the conversation. And talking about stressful subjects is not the best way to have a meal. You're actually teaching your child and your child's digestion that mealtimes are stressful. And so start cutting down the digestive process, start producing digestion fluids, all of those types of things. And a lot of times, intestinal disorders, such as Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, leaky gut, all of those types of things, can be traced back through a person's life to high stressful conversations at the family dinner table. Now, I'm not saying keep everything light and not discuss the real world and how life is, but if you're watching TV with a drama show or a news show and you're eating, you're actually not creating the most healthy way for your digestive system to be working. In reality, you're creating a high-stress situation with your nervous system shutting down your digestive process. And this can lead to ongoing problems in the future for people who do this. Now, back in the 50s, when TV was becoming more and more common in the households, they even had TV trays. I don't know if you all are familiar with those or not. It depends on your age. But they actually had TV trays so that you could sit on the couch and watch TV. Now, a lot of the shows were wholesome family shows, and they probably weren't not as damaging to a person's nervous system as some of today's shows are. However, just from having healthy family conversations And it kept you isolated in a little bubble between you and a TV, which is not a real thing. So real interactions that are loving and positive and supportive amongst the family for family conversations is a more healthy way to be. It also helps, as I mentioned before, with some of the emotions and dynamics of being at peace while you're eating. This creates a more stress-resilient child and a more stress-resilient person instead of blame, shame, and all of the negative things that can happen at the family dinner table with finger-pointing and other things going on. So keep in mind that you might actually be teaching your child how to be a stressed child if you are doing things throughout the day, saying things throughout the day, and not having times of closeness and togetherness and parasympathetic time. The best way to be present moment during a meal is to actually cook a meal, which I'm not fond of doing. So in this case, it was a challenge for me to cook. Cook a meal, talk about the meal, look at the colors of the meal, enjoy the meal, talk about the day. Share things, create these connections that more and more children seem to be missing. Creating connections is one of the most vital and sustainable and thriving things that you can do with yourself and with your family. We are, as humans, look for connections, being heard, being seen. The conversation at the dinner table a lot of times with children should be seen and not heard. Well, does that create a lot of stress for a child, or does that help a child feel like they're an important part of the family and they have something to contribute and they are something of value? So those are some of the questions that I got. And as I said, I looked up Bruce Lipton and looked a little bit more into what he's sharing with us today. You can create on a daily basis intentional levels of healthy interactions and healthy communications. You can create what he calls the honeymoon effect, can create wonderful, exciting, grand, and glorious adventures today, if that's what you choose. And you can teach your children to do the same thing. Now remember, children under 7 work in a theta brainwave. And this is fantasy, and this is storytelling, and this is magic, and yet it's being imprinted. So if a child of 7 is told, please don't tell that story, it's not true, and you're lying, you create a stress brain for that child because you're telling him or her that what they're doing is not appropriate. However, that's where they are with their nervous system and their brain state. So listen to the stories, say, that was a good story. Thank you for sharing it with me. And we know it was a story. Let's move on. Okay? Good ways to handle it with your child. So coming back to what I'd like to end with is another quote. I really like this quote. And I think I mentioned I have a quote of the day calendar. So today's quote is, life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them. That only creates sorrow. Let reality be reality. Let things flow forward in whatever way they like. And this is from Lao Tzu. And I like this with today's questions and talking about flow and thriving and creating a stress-resilient child, stress resilience for yourself. And for some reason, I was disconnected, so I do apologize. At any rate, let's finish up the show. We only have a couple minutes left. And what is my favorite success quote? Well, this wasn't really a success quote, but it's reminding me to be in alignment with who I am and how my body, my nervous system, my brain functions, and to be with my children and grandchildren in ways that promote wellness rather than stress. What's a tool that I can use every day, one that I would hate to live without? Well, that tool for me is a brain that seeks to learn and grow and expand. What do I do for fun? I actually had some great fun this weekend. I went up and toured a local historical landmark, and it's called the Redstone Castle, and it's up in Redstone, Colorado. And I got to spend some time with a brand new friend, and we really had a great day getting out of town, doing some things we enjoy. Sometimes a change of scenery is just what you need. So I'd like to just remind you, you do have choices, you do have understandings, and thank you so much for listening to these shows on an ongoing basis so that you can stress bust what's been going on in your life. And we're up to secret number 35. So that means you have a lot of stress buster secrets in your toolbox. That's all for today's show. I am off to look at pictures of my new grandchild, brand new, a month old today. And I encourage you to email in at info@makingshiftshappen.com with any questions you might have. We did get some good questions for this week, and I hope I answered all of them. And if you haven't done so already, consider leaving us a review. It helps us to let other people discover the show and get better seen in iTunes and on Stitcher. I apologize for any inconvenience the communication problems we had today would be, and I hope to welcome our guest next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.